If we had Ahmad's work, then I think our web-based calculator would actually have a Cotton algorithm on it. Looks pretty good. I'd like to thank J.C. Banks and Shane Osborne, the guys down at Altus who certainly worked on this study, and along with me, and Amit Sharma and Geeta Kadilawari, Paul Weckler, the guys in Stillwater that did a lot of the work. And I'm just going to stand up here and talk about it. Looking at on-the-go sensor system for managing cotton, I'm going to talk a little bit about the system that we put together to collect the data, as well as some of the results that we got off of some plots for this year. Our objectives were to assemble a data acquisition system that could measure what we deemed cotton physiological properties. And so looking at using sensors to assess plant status, similar to what has been talked about already. And then we wanted to try to determine the relationship between those sensor readings and items that are used to make management decisions. We want to create prescriptions so we can do real-time sensor-based applications. Brian Arnala, I think, talked yesterday a little bit about some of the nitrogen work that's going on. I'm going to talk about some of the other things that we're doing. We have growth regulators and those items. Our data acquisition system we had was we used a SOMAT EDAC system, which is allows us to record CAN-based isobus signals. We're recording 7 GreenSeeker sensors on that bus, as well as GPS along with that. I guess this thing was Dr. Marvin Stone at OSU had this EDAC system around, and it's relatively expensive. It's not real easy to use either, but it's what we had, and so we adapted and overcame. We also logged in that system some analog inputs from a couple of ultrasonic sensors and a rotary potentiometer. So that's where we were, and set it up with a simple on-off switch that's switch my mouse down here. Or you see our GPS, and then we've got some little LEDs to let us know what's going on with the thing, because there's really no feedback from this system at all. You kind of turn it on and trust that it's working, and you go. So we have a couple of LEDs that are giving us the feedback on that. Our sensor configuration, I talked a little bit about this last year at New Orleans. We're running the 7 sensors over 4 rows, and so we have sensors where we have mounted right between the row. It's 40-inch rows, so our sensors are spaced on 20 inches, and we have the 7 sensors across the front of this little bean buggy, and on a boom that we can change the height of. So we're measuring the height of the boom and running in our cotton. So we're logging data from those 7 sensors, and then we'll separate it out for our plots for sensors that are over the row and between the row. You see our ultrasonic sensor. We mounted it over 2 rows. This is the sensor that we're using. It's probably relatively expensive, about a $700 sensor, and they don't take impact very well, because I shoved a couple of them into the ground when I nosedived that buggy off of a trailer. But it was a fun ride. This is what we're using. I think we can probably get what we need with a less expensive sensor. But again, we'd already started some work at OSU that were using this sensor, and so to maintain a little bit of consistency, we stuck with it. It's got an 8-degree cone, so the height of the sensor actually will dictate kind of what you're looking at, and as far as what it's going to see. We did adjust our boom height, and so since we're measuring our boom height, depending on the conditions, we tried to run it about 30 inches to 3 foot above the crop. That's where the GreenSeeker sensor is designed to run, and so we tried to change that as we were going. And later in the season, when we're coming across plots, there were not the differences that Ahmad showed in his slide on plant height, but they were there, and so we tried to adjust our boom height to match that. We had several plots that in Altus in southwest Oklahoma where we were gathering data. We had experiment, it's called Experiment 439. It's a long-term NP and K study. It's been going on for 30-plus years. It's got 14 treatments of different nitrogen rates, I think 3 different phosphorus rates, and a couple of potassium rates, and several checks. We also initiated another study, that just a simple nitrogen rate study with 0, 40, 80, and 120 pounds. The belt-wide PGR study has 8 treatments that the state cotton specialists were operating, so we were gathering data off of that, and then another stance PGR study. All the studies that we were looking at had 4 reps. So a lot of plots. The data that we were collecting, the NDVI and sensor measured height were collected multiple times throughout the season as ground conditions permitted. All of this cotton is furrow irrigated, so you kind of had to pick your days that you could actually get into the plots. We were counting plant height and number of nodes to coincide with the sensor measurements on those days. That was done at 5 locations within each plot. And then later on, we measured nodes above white flower and yield. We're measuring all plots. We have a couple plots where we had nodes above crack bowl and then percent open bowl that was measured also. So most of the crew down at Altus, JC, and a couple students that they had working, and Shane really took care of a lot of this stuff. I guess what we're trying to do with our sensors is if we're going to look at PGRs, what we're using was a height to node ratio. What you're looking at here is the NDVI, or height to node ratio, is a function of NDVI for 4 sampling dates. This cotton was planted on about the middle of May, and so we're talking about 50 to 60 growing degree days for the early July samples. And really, and you also see, I guess, if you look at this, if you visualize the time aspect of what's going on, you can see that our NDVI with time kind of comes up and plateaus, and actually may even kind of be dropping off later in our later August samplings. But in the one July 18th, which is about 60 days after planting, we did get a moderate relationship, at least within our NDVI and our height to node ratio. So it does give us a little bit of predictive capability there. If we look at the measurement location, I know probably some people said, well, why are you mounting a sensor between the rows? And I know that there's some folks that probably don't think that's very smart, but that's not the only thing I've ever done in my life that people didn't think was very smart. But if we look at, and I think Ahmad showed this as well, that sensor over the row, and this is for the different nitrogen rates, it kind of plateaus. This is that July 18th reading here, so 30 days after. We've kind of, I'm not going to say saturated the sensor, but we've maxed out our readings. Our readings aren't going up anymore. But if we look on the same scale, the sensor that's between the row, since we're down here at a 0.1 NDVI, we're looking at bare soil at this point with that sensor. And we start to see it increasing. And then at the 2 later dates, it's kind of, as our canopy is kind of growing closed, we're starting to see it kind of level off a little bit. But we get that, I think we're trying to get some canopy closure measurement with that, whereas, you know, when we start looking at these for predicting yield, well, our NDVI has not changed at all after that. So looking at estimating plant height, that between the row sensor, I think gave us essentially is measuring that. And now I recognize the fact that different varieties may be different as they have different canopy structures, but what we were looking at, we got a really high correlation between on the NDVI between the row over time. But if we're going to do real-time decisions, we're going to make real-time sensor-based application, then this relationship over time doesn't do us much good. We have to do this within an individual time, and so we're still with this. The sensor between the row is giving us a pretty good indication of plant height, and so we're kind of pleased with that. And this is off the N-rate study as well as the previous slide, is just off of the one 0, 40, 80, and 120 pounds of nitrogen. If I take that belt-wide PGR study, and again, both this and that N-rate trial that I just showed you all the data for, they lay right on top of each other. This cotton was both, I think one was planted May 17th and one was planted May 18th. And so then as we sampled these, again, approximately 60 days after planting, that between the row NDVI value is giving us a pretty good indication of plant height at that time. We did see a difference. If you look at plant height over time, see if the mouse comes up. There it is. If we see this over time, this is the belt. This is the average PGR treatments, height of those. And at this point, this is when some growth regulators were applied on this mid-July. You see the control that continues to go up, the same as our nitrogen treatments were. And so we are seeing similar trends in our plant height on those two treatments. The other thing that we're looking at later in the season is if we think about defoliants or bowl openers, on the in-rate study, we did have percent open bowls that was measured, and the NDVI that was taken at that time gives us, I say, a pretty good relationship. It's R squared of 0.16, but I guess at this stage, I'm just happy to get a line that goes through the data. But I told Ed yesterday that at least my hopes have not been completely squelched that we'll be able to do something. But, you know, I look at this, and at least off of one study, it gives us some hope that I think that we can come out with NDVI and be able to predict our percent open bowls with that, and then be able to take that in the field. Just a little bit, I guess, at the same time on that September 6th, we were able to predict yield fairly well with that, which I don't think is a big surprise. But at this stage, when we start looking at NDVI and predicting yield, you're not going to change yield at this point. It's kind of already been decided. So like Ahmad was doing, we need to be able to, if we're going to make management decisions that are going to affect yield, then we need to be able to do that earlier in the season. So to conclude what we had, our mid-season NDVI, when I say mid-season, 60 days after planting, measured over the row was related to our height-to-node ratio. And so I think we can start to use that for PGR applications. The NDVI measured in the row middles with the Green Seeker sensors did correlate well with plant height, and our NDVI measured with the Green Seeker sensor over the rows was related to percent open bowls in that in-rate study, so measured later in the season. So with all of that, our plans for this year, we're certainly going to continue our small plot work where we can try to further develop these algorithms. Again, we want to get to something we can put in a PDA and do a sensor-based real-time work. We want to conduct some field-scale studies. I mean, we've got these equations. We've got the equipment. I think that we'll probably do this. We'll likely do some ground truthing. We've got some fields that near Altus that are variable enough that I think we can look at those and be able to try to at least attempt to do some of the variable rate application on those. But I think likely what we'll do is instead of just taking our equation and go, we'll probably pick some locations in the field and try to assess what our equations look like with some ground truthing before we actually do applications. And with that, I've got a little bit. I'd like to thank Cotton Inc. and OSU Division of Ag Sciences and Natural Resources supported this work. And again, the co-authors, Amit Sharma, Gita Kadilawari, JC, Shane, the students that they had working at Altus as well. So questions?
We have time for a couple questions.
Yes. Well, I think the question was about can the NDVI can predict everything? Not quite everything, I guess. It's not like EC that predicts everything, but it's at different times. I think that our sensor between the row, as far as being able to predict plant height, is it's measuring the plants it's measuring the canopy closing, and the canopy closing is a function of the plant getting bigger. And so that's where we're picking that up. The ability to look at percent open bowls later is those plants were starting to change colors. I mean, you could pick out, you didn't need a plot map to walk through that nitrogen study late in the season and figure out which plots you were in. So you could visually see the differences, and they're starting to dry down and the bowls are opening. So I guess that's brilliant.
To predict
Yeah, actually, if we could, we would probably prefer to measure volume. And so kind of where we are right now is trying to find some kind of proxy for that. And that's the sensors that we're using. And I don't know how we're going to use those sensors. I mean, right now, I mean, we just kind of, what pushed us into using the sensor between the row was the fact that you see that value plateau fairly early in the season. And so, the NDVI over the row will plateau fairly early in the season. So that's the reason that pushed us to thinking about one in the middle.
All right. Let's move on to our next presentation.